that one of the things that took place in the Millerite time period was the call to come to the wedding, come to the marriage. And that's what the parable of the ten virgins, which is who we are as Adventists, that's what it's all about. It's a calling to come to the marriage. And this is what Revelation 19, 7 through 10 says. If you'll turn there with me. Revelation 19, 7 through 10 says, "Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her it was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. And he saith unto me, Write, Blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said unto me, These are the true sayings of God. And I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, See thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant and of the brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." Brothers and sisters, when verse 12 of Daniel 12 says, "Blessed is he who comes to 1843, 1843 is when the call to come to the marriage went forth, and Revelation says, "Blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb." The blessing that takes place in 1843 is that you have the opportunity, if you will walk by faith, walk as the wise walk during that time period, that you will go through that purification process and follow Christ right into the most holy place, right into the marriage. Brothers and sisters, that's what "blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 1335 is all about. Now, if you place this time period somewhere at the end of the world, you are placing the announcement of when the marriage takes place at a different point in history. And if you're going to go to a wedding today, if you've received an invitation, as I did once, the first time I was ever going to present this material, the week before I received a wedding announcement from some old friends, and it just clicked in my mind, is that if you receive a wedding invitation from some old friends saying their son or daughter is about to be married, it's going to have the time, the date, and the place. And if they send you that wedding announcement and the time and the date and the place are all wrong, and you try to go to the wedding, you're just not going to be there. You're going to miss it. And brothers and sisters, Daniel 12:12 is identifying the time and the place when the wedding begins. It is